This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The killing in Denver of an unarmed black man earlier this month was the first officer-involved shooting for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Longtime criminal justice advocate Lisa Calderon says she's hopeful Johnston will help change police culture, but she worries the mayor will retain longtime public safety officials.
We are in need of a reset and fresh vision. And to just presume that these same leaders who have had these positions, some of them for years, would somehow overnight come up with a new vision is pretty far-fetched.
There have been no policy changes at Denver Police since Johnston took office last month. The head of Denver International Airport says he wants the main road to the airport to be widened. Others want the airport to fund improvements to public transportation instead of expanding Peña Boulevard. DIA CEO Phil Washington.
We're all in the same camp. We want to expand and increase the efficiency for Peña, but we want to do so in a very responsible way.
That could mean adding toll lanes to Peña, which might incentivize carpooling, but research suggests that more lanes would lead to more driving and greenhouse gas emissions. Education organizations filed a federal complaint Thursday over the rollout of Colorado's universal preschool program. It claims the way the program matches children with preschools violates federal and state laws that protect students with disabilities. It also claims the matching system takes away a school district's power to serve those children. Hospitals are supposed to provide charity care to their community in exchange for their tax-exempt status. And in Pueblo, residents are asking two hospitals to do better.
Something we haven't seen a lot in this country of residents coming to their hospital and saying, we want to have more influence on what you guys are spending money on. You know, you guys are getting a public tax break. You should talk to us.
The story from Pueblo is later in this hour. And next this morning, the latest from Maui, more than a week after the fires there. It's Morning Edition on CPR News, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock.